All right, let's go. It's Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. Good morning. Welcome to First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick and efficient look at all the top headlines as you start your day. The easiest way to get caught up. And the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Today is tax day, April 15th. According to a poll taken Friday, 16% of people were still working on their taxes. 9% said they had not even started yet. Oh boy. Hopefully that 9% took the weekend to get on them. If you haven't filed, you do have until today's tax deadline to apply for an extension. IRS.gov is where you go for more on that. There are always a handful of restaurants and coffee shops offering freebies and deals on tax day. Krispy Kreme, Hooters, Burger King, Shake Shack, Potbelly, 7-Eleven, Smoothie King. There's more. I'll put the whole list up in the Instagram stories. If you're depressed about how much money you owe the government and you want to save a few bucks, I'll put it up there at First Thing Pod in the stories. Happy tax day. On to sports. The ratings are in from the Masters, and they were up. The average on Sunday was 12.7 million viewers, which is up 33% from the year before. Viewership on Sunday peaked around 7 p.m. Eastern, with almost 20 million people tuning in to see the exciting conclusion. Those are big numbers. It's like double what the final round got in 2022. In basketball news, the WNBA draft was held last night. Paige Beckers of UConn was the number one overall pick. She's going to the Dallas Wings. That's a big month for her. The Huskies just won the national championship, and now this. Also, the league announced a dedicated task force to combat hate directed toward players and teams. Unfortunately, something that was very necessary. In other basketball news, in the NBA, the play-in tournament starts tonight. First, the Hawks will play the Magic to see who moves on there, followed by the Grizzlies and the Warriors. And then there are two more play-in games tomorrow night. Lastly, Ohio State's football team stopped by the White House yesterday, celebrating their 2025 national championship. And it seems like Vice President J.D. Vance broke their trophy. He tried to pick it up, and it just kind of fell apart in his hands. The base fell to the ground. If you haven't seen it, I've got video of that up in our Instagram stories as well this morning. On to some entertainment headlines. First, a couple serious ones. We initially didn't know how actor Nicky Catt passed away, but it has since come out that he took his own life. That is according to law enforcement. And there are new sexual assault allegations against Nick Carter. He's had a rocky road with the law over the years. This isn't the first accusation of this sort. These claims are coming from a woman named Laura Peely, who says he assaulted her back in 2004. Nick is denying the charge. In other news, Lil Nas X is in the hospital. He lost control of half of his face. He's been sharing updates from his hospital bed on social media. He's in good spirits, and he said he'll be fine. Katy Perry and Gayle King made it back from space. They were airborne for a whole 11 minutes yesterday. Again, six women were a part of this Blue Origin flight. Katy Perry said she sang What a Wonderful World while they were up there. She also said she's writing a song about the experience. And they're in West Texas to see it happen up close. Of course, Jeff Bezos, it's his rocket. He sort of fell on his face at one point out there. Kris Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, Oprah was there to cheer on her pal Gayle. And Orlando Bloom, Katy Perry's longtime partner. I will also say, there's a lot being said and written about this in a negative light. People calling it a waste of money and resources. There are plenty of critics out there. Moving on to movie and TV news. A couple trailers up there this morning. Another Simple Favor. We just got the first full trailer for that. Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively are back together. The original, A Simple Favor, came out in 2018. And the sequel will be on Prime Video May 1st. Also up there, a new A24 movie called Eddington. Joaquin Phoenix, Pedro Pascal, Austin Butler, Emma Stone, they're all in this. It's a huge cast. It doesn't have a release date yet, but I've got that trailer up. Jack Black just popped into a showing of the Minecraft movie. He surprised the audience before it started. He jokingly asked the people not to throw any popcorn during the movie. There's been that whole trend of going crazy during the chicken jockey scene. In other news, the cast of The Breakfast Club just reunited for the first time in 40 years. Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, Emilio Estevez, and Anthony Michael Hall. They were at Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. That movie was set in a Chicago suburb, so this makes sense. In TV news, this is big. HBO's upcoming Harry Potter series just made some casting announcements. We already knew about John Lithgow as Dumbledore. Janet McTeer from Ozark will be Professor McGonagall. Papa Asadu, you might know him from Black Mirror, he's going to be Snape. Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead and other things, he's Hagrid. They made more announcements. I can link those if you want to see them. Put some new faces with these iconic roles. In other TV news, Fox Nation just announced a new game show called What Did I Miss? Greg Gutfeld is hosting it. The show will consist of isolated people guessing what President Trump did in his first 90 days back in office. They'll present real headlines and fake headlines, and the contestants have to pick which one is actually real life. That's coming May 12th. The Voice just added Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes as mega mentors for the upcoming playoff rounds. A couple big names there. Those episodes begin airing April 28th. And lastly, a couple things to watch today. I mentioned Nick Carter earlier. There's a new two-part documentary about him and his late brother Aaron Carter. It's out on Paramount Plus today. It's called The Carters, Hurts to Love You. And on Disney Plus, it's the first season finale of Daredevil Born Again.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This podcast of mine is sponsored by Nandaka. The company behind Nandaka is Peak. They have a whole bunch of great products. Nandaka is the coffee alternative that I recently discovered, and I love it. It gives you sustained, calm energy. It boosts mood and focus, supports digestion and metabolism. And my favorite part, it's made with pure, clean ingredients. I've been really paying attention to the things I consume lately, and this checks all the boxes. There's no fillers, no preservatives, no junk, just really the best of the best. It is very clean. It's crafted with ceremonial-grade cacao, fermented probiotic teas, and adaptogenic herbs to fuel your body. Every ingredient is sourced for purity, potency, and maximum bioavailability. Go to my link. I have my own link if you want to learn more, or when you're ready to try and get you 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase. It's peaklife.com/first thing. Peak is P-I-Q-U-E. So peaklife.com/first thing. Okay, on to music. Back to Katy Perry for a second. When she went up to space yesterday, she used the opportunity to make an announcement. She's got her Lifetimes tour coming up, and she flashed a butterfly to the camera that had her set list on it. It's not super easy to read, but people online have deciphered song titles like Chained to the Rhythm, Teary Eyes, Dark Horse, Teenage Dream, Last Friday Night, Harley's in Hawaii. She used the moment to plug the tour, which is pretty smart. In other music news, Lana Del Rey's upcoming album has been delayed. It was supposed to be on May 21st, but it's been pushed. She's also changing the name of the album. She often goes back and forth on album titles. She does have a new song called Bluebird coming soon, I think this week. In other new music news, the band Fun Lovin' Criminals just announced their first album in 15 years. You might remember their song Scooby Snacks. They were big in the 90s, and they've got a new record on the way. A Matter of Time is the name of it. It's coming in August. Sabrina Carpenter announced coffee-filled vinyl records to celebrate a year of espresso. They're already sold out, but I'm sure if you really want one, they'll be on resale markets. Miller High Life just announced beer-filled vinyls as well, so this might be a new trend. Lastly, something else I have up in our Instagram stories this morning, a new music video from OK Go. These dudes have been churning out these incredible videos that inevitably go viral for years now. This one uses 29 robotic arms, 60 mirrors, and a bunch of crazy props and costumes. I mean, truly always incredibly impressive. At First Thing Pod to see it. They released a new album on Friday. That's out now. Some additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning. Yesterday, the president of El Salvador was in the White House meeting with President Trump, and the issue of the man mistakenly sent to an El Salvador prison, of course, came up. Along with Trump, he said he has no plans of returning the man to the States. And this comes after the Supreme Court ordered the Trump administration to facilitate his return. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, that's the man's name, is from Maryland. His family is fighting to get him back, and it looks like that is not going to happen anytime soon. An update on last week's helicopter crash in the Hudson River. The Federal Aviation Administration said that the company that operated that ride is shutting down immediately. New York Helicopter Tours, the FAA, and the National Transportation Safety Board are both investigating the tragedy. On the opposite coast, some Californians felt a pretty big quake yesterday. This one was down in the San Diego area. Some early reports said it was over 6, but it looks like the official report says a 5.2 magnitude earthquake. Strong enough to cause lots of shaking, for sure. While I haven't heard about any major damage or injuries, a big part of the conversation is about how residents got the earthquake alert on their phones a few seconds before they felt anything, so that was a weird moment for them, for sure. In other California news, a judge in L.A. just determined that Eric and Lyle Menendez can be resentenced. That's big. The resentencing hearing will start on Thursday and is scheduled to wrap Friday. If the judge rules in favor of the brothers, they would be eligible for parole. And that brings us to the end. Lastly here, I always end the show with something positive. Today, it's an animal story. It's a mammal story. The internet falls in love with a creature every once in a while. You remember Mudang? This time around, it's a walrus. Her name is Uki. She was rescued in Atlanta last summer. She was dehydrated at the time. She was malnourished. She needed, quote, cuddle care from zookeepers to stay warm. They still haven't been able to release her back into the wild, so she is just living it up at SeaWorld Orlando, and she's thriving. She's up to 350 pounds. She's still growing. Another walrus, an older walrus named Caboodle, has sort of taken her in as her own. Her adoptive mother, and the internet can't get enough. I'll post her in the Instagram stories if you wanna meet Uki. She's up there at First Thing Pod. And the show is over now. Okay. Thanks for being here. Let's make it a great Tuesday. If you haven't filed your taxes, what are you doing listening to podcasts? Go file your taxes. I'm back tomorrow to do it all again, a brand new rundown of everything. Let's talk then.
Please tell your friends about this show.